Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Yo, welcome everybody back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. We are here. We are back. Blessed to see another Monday. I got Cam in the building with me.
I'm washed.
I got Emmanuel in the building with me.
Now, when you say washed.
Oh, yeah. Detergent.
Detergent.
Gain. Like,
nah. When you say gain and detergent.
Tide.
It's Tide.
Sun.
So, okay. I get the different brands.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
What does the meaning? Because I'm all, the lingo, I need to catch
up. You
know what I'm saying?
I'm right there with him. That's why I agree with him.
Okay. I can go into it, but I'll let you, I know you want to
do
something.
Yeah, let me knock out one thing. Real quick, so Dormtainment fans, we got a cool opportunity with Fondue. It's basically going to be a app coming out soon that you guys will be able to kind of virtually meet and take photos with your favorite creators online. And we have the opportunity with YouTube to test this out, and it's going to be a cool virtual photo booth that's going to go down on October 17th at 4 p.m. PDT. That's a Pacific Standard Time.
Not specific.
No, standard. Not specific standard. Pacific. And basically, you get to come hang out with us. You get to have one-on-one video chat with us, and you get to take a photo with us virtually. So you get to keep that. You get to share that. It's going to be a cool opportunity. Tickets are $10. It's limited space. It's only 30 people can be in there. So get your tickets now. Right now, it's at Fondue. That's FUNDO.area120.com/dormtainment. If you can't remember that, which I know it's a lot, we'll put the link right in the description on the podcast, on YouTube, all that. So get your tickets. It's going to go quick. Be able to share a photo with us. You get to show your people, show everybody. And so, it'd be a fun little time. And if you have any specific questions you want to ask us, you know, online in a one-on-one chat, we'll get to do that, too. So we look forward to doing that with you guys. That's October 17th, 2019 at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard.
And I don't get to take a lot of pictures, so it's cool to do with the fans.
Yeah. He's not lying about that. We had to submit pictures for YouTube Black, which is coming up in Atlanta. My man texted me and said, "Hey, you got any pictures of me?" That's how much he doesn't take photos. Yeah. I did. I had pictures.
Yeah, he had it all day. I rely on my homies to take care of my pictures.
But I think it's so cool because Emmanuel, it's not that. Because Manny is one of the smartest men I know, but he is just not with the technology.
He may not know a lot of people, so don't get hyped.
The technology he is not with. He was like, "Yeah, if you got a picture of me, could you think you could send that over to me?" It's like, but well,
I ran into an issue.
Go ahead.
No, I'm down with technology. Yeah. I'm not big on social media or taking pictures. And that's an introvert thing too. It's just like, you know.
Just you're like, I don't need all that. Yeah.
I don't need to look at myself 24/7.
Yeah, yeah. Just,
I don't know. Yeah. I get the feeling. Yeah. I understand people that are on their phones all the time, mm-hmm. checking their IG or going on Twitter. You want to say something or you like seeing yourself and you want to look cool to other people, whatever. But for me, I heard Joe Rogan say this the other day. He was like, what are you taking your time out to think about could also be the thing that you're wasting your time on. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're constantly thinking about, let me reply to what people are saying to me online. Mm-hmm. Like, if you take that out of your life, how much time from that can you save doing something else? You know what I'm saying? So for me, that's just the way I look at it. And it does make me kind of old. So I accept it.
See, I accept it. I get it.
It's funny because the same reason he came to you, I had to come to you as well.
Yeah,
YouTube, but
yeah, he did.
I had pictures, the pictures I had wasn't good enough for what they needed. Obviously,
and we made it look nice.
They said I need a headshot, so I sent them the one headshot I got. Is in black and white, but they needed color. So I'm like, all right, I don't have no headshots in color. I don't be out here auditioning and stuff, so I don't have a headshot.
He came to me. He said, do you have those pictures in your phone that we took back in like January? I said, no. And I was like, he said, well, scroll up and just see. And they were in there.
The closest I got to a headshot. I sent it. I said, this is the best I got.
Yeah, it
I
worked
think
out.
Me and Cam are probably the least in the group. He's still social, interactive.
But he does
online,
it for business and what he has to
he
do.
He does it for business more than personal. I think maybe you and Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Chaz. Chaz is on there a lot too, right?
But here's the thing about Chaz. Chaz, he's a silent sniper.
Yeah.
Because I'll be on a random page that I don't even know how I got there, and I'll see liked by C. Diddy. I was like, well, how'd he get here? What part of the internet is this?
When it comes to phone usage, it's you, Mike, and Chaz the most. Yeah. Yeah. Me and Emmanuel the least. Emmanuel's the least. I'm the second least.
Yeah, yeah.
The funniest shit was back in the day where, you know, Instagram was first starting to come around is going to like seeing girls' pictures and stuff, and you already see like either Rome or Chaz or somebody already liked the pictures. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that's always funny.
But that's what I'm saying now. Now I'll be in an unknown part of the internet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll be like, see, how he get here?
Like, what do you mean though? Like, what?
Like, because he already liked it, and then I'll be like, I wonder if he liked something else. And I'll scroll down. He been like, how did he get
that's
here?
That's hilarious.
But it's funny. But yeah, so get your virtual tickets and come have some fun with us. But yes, about you being washed.
Yeah, I just noticed the older you get, the longer it takes to recover.
Absolutely.
And that's what you know, you're starting to get up there in age a little bit. Like,
yeah,
I'm hungover right now.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be hungover, but I am.
Woo!
I threw up five times before
I came
in.
He threw up five times.
Five times.
Where did y'all go? I didn't go
anywhere but to the loft and recorded a podcast for someone, and we had drinks while we're doing it, and
it did not sit well. Oh. Now,
what type of drink?
Whiskey.
Now, here's the thing: I had some tequila yesterday because I hadn't had tequila since my sober September, and I was like, all right, I was feeling cool, but I definitely didn't go like how as hard I did at John's September.
Right, right.
But now you got to factor in. Did you eat prior?
I had lunch. I didn't have dinner.
Okay, didn't have dinner. I had lunch.
I had a good lunch like 4 hours before that.
And I looked at the bottle. Y'all were down there, but the bottle was out of there.
Didn't you drink something too?
No.
Okay. Well, then, yeah.
No, I was going to, and I was like, you know what? No, I think I better relax.
I pretty much came to the conclusion I will not get drunk for the rest of this year.
Yeah, yeah.
I may get tipsy.
Yeah.
I mean, I know how to handle my
buddy. Yeah, for
this
sure.
This one just hit me different.
It's a sneaker?
This one hit me different. I don't like the way
I hate that about alcohol. Yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I just don't
the hangover feeling.
Yeah,
like
hangover shit. I'm just
that's
not
why they say, but they say, like, if you're that drunk, when you get up next day, you're supposed to drink again.
I can't do that.
I don't
want to
taste that
anymore.
Only in Vegas I can do something that crazy.
Yeah, I've done it while we were in Vegas.
And, I mean, it worked, but it's still. But you fail. Your body fails. If you do that, what we did in Vegas, your body fails by, like, the end of that day or mid that day.
And the thing is, the only way I feel better when I'm hungover is to throw up. I have a routine. I drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
Then I eat breakfast. Yeah. Then usually right after that or during that, that's when it's time.
Yeah.
See, I'm the exact opposite. I hate throwing up.
I hate it too, but I have to.
That's
the only way. That's the only way I feel better.
And the only way I defeat it is before I go to sleep, I pound water.
Did you drink water while you were drinking though?
From water.
I mean, I drink some water before I went to bed.
No, I'm talking about while you were drinking. I think that's the thing too. Like, it's like have a glass. drink water. Like, so well, yeah, I think you're supposed to balance it, but you're not even really thinking about it. You just,
no, but we talking about after you get fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah,
you either, like, for me, before I hit that bed, I know the feeling of being hangover. I got a pound water, like, four bottles of water before I go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know it was that. You know, I guess it was more of a creeper because I didn't feel like I wasn't sloppy drunk. Yeah, then, but yeah. It just, I don't know. Maybe it was lack of food. Maybe. I didn't eat enough, but
that shit ain't fun.
But the only good thing about throwing up this time, it didn't hurt at all. This is the one time it didn't hurt. Smooth.
Does throwing up usually hurt?
Sometimes, like, it depends what position you're in. Like, it could, you know, when it gets stuck in your chest, in your esophagus right there. Sometimes it could
get a little burn on it. Yeah, yeah.
This time, it was smooth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
What did you eat for lunch the day before?
I mean, I had a veggie wrap, and I made some homemade fries.
It's that Beyond.
Nice and clean, you know what I'm saying?
I had rice. Yeah, it was rice. It was like potatoes in there. It was some cabbage.
Oh, yeah,
Did you see
some guacamole? No, I saw what I had for breakfast.
Oh! Some ass?
You just seen a little ass floating around in the
butt came out.
a little asshole in the
some oatmeal.
Some old ass.
Actually, I threw up in the kitchen sink. It was cleared out, and I cleaned it afterwards. So it's sanitized.
Yeah, it's funny because you just know. Yeah. Like, your mind and body are so aware of each other. They're like, you about to throw up. Like, it's that. Mm-hmm. This coming.
Like, I knew it was coming. I was like, I'm not going to make it to the bathroom or nothing. I just need to, right here, just clear everything out. It also came out the other ends too.
I mean, listen,
both ends.
That's my
thing
about drinking. When it comes both ends, it's a wrap. It's your day is done. Yeah,
I was trying to do everything just to make it here today.
No, but you did. You made it.
I made it,
and you here. But no, but washed technically means we just ain't got it no more. Like, and I don't have it no more.
Yeah,
I've accepted that. I'm okay with that. If somebody be like, "Y'all, you washed?" Yes, I am. Hang me up. Hang me up to dry.
Oh, yeah, like my grandma used to send me out in Macon, Georgia. Go to that laundry line and hang up these clothes. That's where I should have been this morning.
We was like, we're so washed that I even tweeted or put a tweet up, a post that said, I'm at the age of if I ain't out by 10 p.m., I ain't going out age. Like,
Ashley tweeted under that. She said, I remember seeing y'all at the karaoke spot, and as soon as I got there, y'all was leaving. I said, it took a lot for me to get there,
but it didn't take a lot for me to leave there. 11:30, we was leaving.
She said, I saw y'all for 3 minutes.
We
were there for like 2 hours. I shouldn't even been there in the first place.
It just comes with it. But I feel like there are spurts of like energy that we'll get. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're in a new town, a new city. Like, you know, we'll maybe go out.
Touring or Vegas or something like that.
Yeah, I feel like this. Sure. But
no, you
like,
just have to be prepared.
You do. You got to be prepared last night.
Like, as you said, I'm thinking it's the food. I didn't have enough food right before that. Yeah. It was hours before. So
food and water are essential when drinking like that, for sure. And being worse is being hungover on an airplane, so at least you had to get over on an airplane.
Been sick.
You've been sick on an airplane.
That was the worst.
I've been sick on a plane too, but the two worst situations is on a plane because you're just helpless. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just, there's nowhere you could go. You're just, and then you just got one small ass little bathroom you can use if
and you
that
should
throw
be
up.
Beating you up in there.
Yeah. You keep getting hot and cold like the air is, the plane is loud. I was about to say the air is loud. but I got sick one time before we had a party.
We had one of our parties.
House parties.
Our house parties, yeah.
And you remember, I remember the day of the house party, I was ready too.
Yeah.
That morning I woke up, I'm like, all right, I'm cool, I'm ready, get excited. But then I had to go number two.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out mad liquidy.
It came out number four.
Yeah, it came.
You knew your number two came out number four.
And I was like, oh, why do I feel like
that? Podcast title in the running.
Number two came out.
Write that down. Just
but
kidding.
I feel like, after a while I started seeing myself getting sick. Then I had to throw up and I started getting hot and cold and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I knew I had
that's
like
a bug. That's a bug.
It's either, I think I had stomach poison or food poisoning or something. Mm-hmm. And then that night we had the party,
Yeah.
And it's like being sick in your room while there's a full-on party outside. And it's not just fun. Like, honestly, it's annoying.
Oh, because you couldn't really relax.
This loud-ass music. Yeah, you hear people banging it. People trying to open my door because they think it's the bathroom. And I can't go to the bathroom. People all down the hall. Yeah. I can't go down feeling shitty and want to throw up everywhere. I had a bucket in my room. That's what I had.
And then you want to come out as a line for your bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're not going to wait. Get the fuck out of the way.
No, I'm going to be telling people, get the fuck out. They're going to be like, who the fuck are you? And I'm going to be like, bro, this is my house. And they're going to be like, no, you ain't. Fuck you, nigga. I'll be like, I'm sick,
and then I'm going to come down and see him getting jumped.
Like, yeah, kick him out. Kick his sick ass out of here.
Get him out of here. He don't live here.
Oh, damn, my dad.
But no, that sucks. Because it's like, you can't really do nothing. Now you're in an awkward position in your own house.
Just stuck the whole night. Just boom.
But that's
back.
Still better than being on a plane.
Yeah,
I'll take being in my room
for
with a party going on being on a plane.
For sure.
Yeah, I'll take it too.
Are your Redskins sick?
Bro, oh my God. I just don't know what to do anymore. I just don't know what to do. I feel sad. I feel hopeless. I think it leads to depression.
Yeah.
Being a fan of the Washington Redskins. We fired our head coach this morning.
Yeah.
I don't like that news.
And
why don't you like that?
I'd rather them stay mediocre.
I mean,
this is a chance that they may right the ship possibly with a good coach.
Gotcha.
So I'd rather them keep the bad coach.
How long he been there?
He's been there 6 years.
Oh.
He's been there a minute. You know what I'm saying? That's a long time to not produce.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Only two playoff spots or whatever. So
you weren't surprised by the news.
No.
Yeah,
I was kind of looking forward to it, and I like him. Some video dropped of him the day before our game with the Patriots. Video leaks of Jay Gruden talking to some girl that's not his wife at a party smoking weed. And then the video cuts. It's only like a minute and some change video.
Okay.
The video cuts to him on the street with this girl kind of on his lap.
Yeah.
And like this is very, you know.
It's like grainy, the video?
No, it's clear. Clear. You see clear. This man.
Okay.
No,
okay.
It's him.
It's
him.
Like Bigfoot footage.
Even yeah, even a person that like is recording him runs up on him. Like,
And
you see him put the, I can't tell if it's weed or a cigarette, he puts it down and just looks at him. And then later on, you see him just fucked up. And he's on the street, like against some building or something. Like, and laying down, like sitting down on the street. And some girl is sitting on his lap, the same girl he was talking to. And so that leaked the day before our Patriots game. People think it's our own organization that leaked that. Because they just...
But isn't weed illegal in D.C.?
It's not about legal. You just don't want your head coach
out here smoking.
And I like Jay Gruden. I probably like him even more after that video, to be honest with you. But I just think that, it was time for him to go. And there's a lot more people that need to
gotta
go.
Do what you got
to
do.
It just is what it is, man. NFL's tough. And there's been a lot of injuries.
Well,
have y'all seen some of the injuries that happened this weekend?
I did not this weekend, though.
Bro, there was some people that got blew. I thought somebody was dead on the Steelers.
Oh,
I thought somebody died.
Quarterback, yeah.
It was a quarterback?
He just got knocked out.
The quarterback got knocked out.
Oh, yeah, the Steelers quarterback. But no, there was somebody else that also just, like, went limp. Was it the Steelers game, too? Somebody just went limp on the
field.
That's
just scary.
Like, and it looked like a... You know how Peter Griffin land?
Yeah.
In cartoons?
Yeah, yeah.
This is how this dude was. And he was just laying there. And I'm like, all right, he about to get up. And he just stood there.
That's scary. Like, why?
And they had to cart him off.
I don't like seeing that stuff. When I see a dude go down and then he don't move, I'd be like,
start looking. Is he moving his legs and his arms?
Yeah.
So like, all right, he's not paralyzed.
This man wasn't moving nothing. They had to cart him off, tie him up, and cart him off.
So I was going to say, Jay Gruden. That's your coach. That's the coach. Yeah, he got to be careful because I just discovered this weekend, which is called the home record laws, and I knew nothing about this until it randomly popped up on my news feed, and this is the title. I'm gonna read the headline: A man sues his wife's lover for $750,000, and he won. A woman's paramour has been ordered to pay $750,000 in damages to her ex-husband. On August 19th, a Pitt County, North Carolina Superior Court judge decided that Greg Jernigan must pay Robert Kevin Howard for sleeping with his wife, according to court records. He says, I filed the case because I felt it's very important that people understand that the sanctity of marriage is important especially in this day and age when people question everyone's morals, people question everyone's viability as a person. And the state backed me up. North Carolina and seven other states still have laws that allow for a scorned spouse to sue their partner's lover. Then it goes into talk about home record laws.
Now, wait, were they separated or was she cheating?
Cheating.
Okay, so he sued the man she was cheating with. Did he know that she was married?
And see, that's what I said. This has to be broken down into like intent and like what's.
Because if he didn't know,
that's bull.
If the woman was lying to him, he didn't know. That's messed up. Now, if he didn't know, still messed up. He getting sued.
So you know how there's no vagina that's worth me paying $750,000 for.
They do that in other countries.
Huh?
They do that in other countries.
See, I didn't know that. Some European countries,
they actually they have that law of where you can sue the person. That's
my question is it right? Do you feel?
Think about how much. Like these hoes are shut down in these countries now,
because
honestly,
they don't want to. Yeah,
they don't want to get sued.
But they're not getting sued.
No, they're not getting sued, but they could get sued.
Yeah,
the guy, the hoe, or the female could get sued.
Oh, the hoe. Oh, okay, gotcha.
The person sleeping with the wife, for sure, the husband. You know what I'm saying?
That does cut down
on
a lot.
How much would that stop?
I mean, it was trying to hit on your wife or hit on your husband.
It would stop people from cheating dramatically.
And I was like, what are the other states? So I looked and I seen another state. So they had New Mexico, Hawaii, Illinois, North Carolina, South Dakota, and Utah. I said, why are you cheating in South Dakota? Is it who you cheating?
Have you been to South Dakota?
No,
we can't judge that great pussy. We don't know that great pussy.
You know, it might be different out there.
It might be different. It might be some high quality,
some high South Dakota
JJ out there, bro.
But I was just like, imagine you're that dude. You sleep with this woman. Next thing you know, you get a court order.
See, my thing is, I believe in karma. So if you got even a boyfriend, I don't want to do anything with you because I believe in karma. Yeah. So if this dude knew,
if he knew,
that's on him. But if he didn't know, then that's messed up. Is it still on him?
Wouldn't it still be?
It depends.
On the woman?
It depends because if you part of this and you moving around, you know she's married.
Like you helping her.
Yeah, like you a part of this affair. You breaking. You know.
I think you should be able to sue both the cheat. Both of them.
I think you should be able to sue your spouse than the person they cheat with.
Honestly, but because that's not fair. How does the spouse get out of this clean? Like that's who really hurt you.
And does she try to go back now that he's $750,000 richer? Well, probably not, because the only reason he sued for that much is because the dude she probably cheated with is probably well off. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
So then, what if it's a plot?
This was strategic by the husband.
That's what I was thinking.
He getting more money.
Yeah.
She may want to come back. He's like, nah, I'm good on you.
I'm straight.
And then he's also breaking up that union because that dude's going to be mad. I got to pay $750,000.
Yeah.
Get out of here. So now she just left in the middle.
Yeah, that's very true.
Just stuck.
She just kind of stuck. But
it's kind of like a what's that movie? Sue, what's that movie? Eyes Wide Shut or where the person offers them some money to sleep with the wife?
Be honest with you, I got pee.
No, go pee.
I've been drinking all
this. I don't know what you're talking about. So that's the thing. So if you don't have $750,000, because if I sleep with her, you're not suing me for $750,000.
I mean, it depends.
Over your lifetime, I live with you. There's nothing we have until you're 90, we're going to get to
750. If you don't make it, at some point, you're going to make it.
You know, out of all the nuts you've ever busted, that's the one nut you're going to want to take back immediately. You're like, why? There's no reason. I shouldn't have did that.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. There's nothing more that can shut down these hoes. Then the law, the home record law.
So it needs to be passed across states.
They need like a Judge Dredd type of character. But the Sylvester Stallone to come in there and just busting houses and like,
you cheating. It's not the home record law. It'd be the whole record law.
The whole record.
That's whole enough record of law. That. But when I seen that, I was like, yo, this is nuts. Because like, I'm like. And my man put it so eloquently. He said, I think people need to understand the sanctity of marriage and what it means. And so I'm going to make sure I get what is owed to me.
That's not
I guess
crazy.
For his time. And, yeah. But it's the same shit when billionaires or whatever go to court and they're getting that divorce settlement with their wives or whatever, their husbands, and they divorce and the wife might get money for like her, what's it, like trauma or what she dealing with, mental. I mean, it's the same shit, I guess. You said dudes need to get their right last week.
You goddamn right.
He getting his just due.
Allowed him to get his just due. It's voiceover work, goddamn it.
He voicing his opinion now about this cheating shit.
I'm just saying, you can sue people for breaking in your house. I think you can sue them for breaking in your
breaking in your marriage.
If you want to
break
it, you
break into my house, it's fine. Yeah. You're breaking it to my woman now. That's hold on. Come on. Right, I'm the only one knocking that pussy door down.
Why you sound like Dolomite?
I'm the only one knocking that pussy down.
Oh, shit. That's hilarious.
But that happened. Then I'm randomly watching Our Planet on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at these. It's the one where they're in the rainforest, which is by far one of the scariest places and most beautiful places ever.
Of course, yeah.
Scary because it's way too many species of everything in the rainforest. It's tigers, panthers, jaguars, gorillas, all type of shit. Spiders, snakes, frog, just too much. So I'm looking at it, and it was a part where I think it was like it was some elephants and then like some monkeys or another animal. Maybe like an antelope. I don't know. Something. They were in the jungle. And all of a sudden, you see them like turn their head real quick and like look. And, you know, David Attenborough is like, you know, they're talking about how these animals have to be aware for danger coming around and all this stuff. It immediately made me think, it's like how they feel in the jungle is how I would feel selling drugs. Because I'm going to be on edge. And
how you think they call it the jungle?
Listen, and it made me start realizing like these animals aren't wild. They just have anxiety. They have a lot of anxiety.
Okay.
So when you take them from their, you know, place where they're home and like try to make them pets, you know, people got tigers as pets.
Yeah.
When they go off, they getting triggered. They need therapy.
Stuff don't have anxiety because they don't have any predators outside of poachers.
I'm talking about mainly like, you know, the antelopes, the gazelles.
I think have the most anxiety because everything eats them in Africa. Everything. You land, water, wherever you are, is something that wants to eat you. So
they take off running at the drop of a dime.
I wonder, how do they sleep? Like, when do they sleep?
Yeah.
Like, because some animals, they hunt you in the day. But then there's a lot of nocturnal animal predators, too.
Night.
So, like, when do they ever sleep? And how do they sleep?
And I was like,
some of them watching while
others
sleep.
If you check the heart condition of these animals, it's probably crazy. Their stress levels are on a whole nother. I was like, they need animal therapy. We need Dr. Doolittle to come in here and, like, we need to talk to these animals.
And it's big. It's not even big versus small, because sometimes I saw a clip, I think, from one of the BBC shows or whatever. And it was a crab just walking through the forest.
Yeah.
And it was getting back to the water. And some ants saw it. And they just started surrounding it. Like, they started crawling all over it. But, you know, a crab has a hard shell on the outside. Yeah. They can't dig through that. But they started looking for weak points.
That's wild.
And they started digging going a little inside, bit. Yeah. They started eating it from the inside out. And I was just like, we were so worried about don't harm that fish. Don't hurt.
Ants
why
out
we
here.
Don't like, ants are fucking up these crabs.
And that's one of the main things to watch out for in the jungle. Because you can't necessarily, they say you can't just sleep on the ground because the floor of the rainforest is alive. All you're going to see is the ants and the ants get on you.
They got ants, that's they got poisonous beetles and all types of shit.
I'm not going to the rainforest. Like those like survivor shows, if I ever do one, put me on an island.
Don't put me in the rainforest.
Caribbean island. Man, I can survive way better.
Even though
they're
bad, but
nowhere near as bad as Amazon.
And I just was looking. I was like, dog, all these animals are wide eyed. Everybody just looking around. I'm like, dog, they need some therapy.
See, what makes it bad, like a lot of those animals also camouflage. So when they looking, they just heard something. So now you got to be quiet. Your heart pumping, so you can't really hear. And you just looking around. You just waiting for something to move, hoping it don't move. And then as soon as it does, now you just got.
Because
you don't
off.
Know which way to run.
Like
you can't
I see,
run
like
yet.
It was the one that zebra, and he was chilling. He was just eating his grass, minding his business. You know, being a little mixed zebra like he is. They already got enough problems. They mixed. They don't know they. You know, they got identity crisis and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he's chilling, eating, and all of a sudden, he hears something. He looking, and then like he start trotting a little bit. He like, all right, I ain't got time for this. I'm gonna move on. And then, dog, this leopard dashed out the fucking wood, and the zebra took off, but there's no way he's getting anywhere because leopard was already full speed.
Done.
Zebra done. I was like, dog, this a lot to deal with. Those shows kind of stressed me out. I've been like, oh shit.
Is this a new one or is this the old?
It's still old, but I was going over some ones that I didn't see. I didn't watch them all the way through.
We doing a disservice to these animals if we don't shoot them. Jesus, like, we have to shoot them. Like, Jesus. They're getting eaten alive. Like, ripped apart.
Like, I seen.
From the asshole.
That should be like, some of it, I'd be like, dog, this is a lot. Because, like, it'd be like the tigers or a lion or something, and they'll be on like the antelope or something, it'd be four or five of them, one on the neck, and you just see my man just sitting there trying to move. I was like, this is rough. This is a rough life to live. But that's probably some good meat when you cook it though.
It's
probably solid. Some solid.
Me,
possibly.
You know, let the Amazon burn.
No. That's the world's oxygen.
You need that.
Let the Amazon burn with all them fucking ass cockroaches and bugs and beetles.
And then you're going to suffocate.
Yeah, you don't want to suffocate.
Fuck it. I go out. At least I feel good.
You going to put on a mask or something?
No, I mean, whatever. Whatever happens.
You just talking shit. All right, what's next?
Oh, Amber Geiger. So,
okay.
If y'all don't know about Amber Geiger, she was the cop that went into the wrong apartment and shot a man to death. Mm-hmm. He died.
He was sitting on his couch.
Eating ice cream,
watching something.
So she thought, she got off on the wrong floor, went into the apartment thinking it's hers, as she says, and thought he was an intruder and shot him and he died.
Did she shoot him multiple times?
I think it was.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'm not sure, honestly. But he died, and she went on trial this week, and she was found guilty. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, you know, usually cops get off, so she was found guilty. But then she only got 10 years.
Yes.
And a lot of people was upset about that, because, like, she should have got more.
Yes.
But what made people even more upset was the brother, the judge, both hugged her.
Mm-hmm.
And also one of the police officers, while she was in court, was fixing her hair and all this. And everyone's like, when did they do that for any other murderers?
Yeah.
Or anything. And everyone was upset about
that. The
brother
of?
The guy who got killed, hugged her.
Hugged her. Yeah, I've seen that.
The judge hugged her. You never see that in court.
No, you don't.
And I felt kind of a way too. I'm like, why y'all hugging her? And the reason it made even played into the sentencing, because when they talked to the jurors, the reason she got 10 years was because they said when we saw the brother hug her and everything, we was like, you know, compassion. You showing compassion. You're like, maybe both of them would have showed that same compassion. So we thought maybe, you know, we shouldn't do the 25 or the longer sentence. 10 years would be enough. I was like, That's right there.
Now, did the brother say anything?
He said he wanted to hug her or something after his testimony or something.
Do people feel like he's lying?
No, but it's just like, why? You never see this remorse or get to see anybody else get treated like how she's getting treated.
So the people don't necessarily have a problem with him hugging her. They have a problem with it being
what it shows.
What it shows.
And how that led to her getting a light sentence.
Okay,
because
I was about to say, I can't be mad at if he has a. Forget, like, I can't be mad at that portion, but I see what people might be mad at is, like, I guess they made it a bigger thing, which led to her getting
But when do you ever see, like, a judge come down and hug?
Yeah, the judge, right? I don't
like,
know.
A lot of weird things was happening
hadn't
in
seen
this
the judge.
Case.
I can't be mad at the brother. The judge is a little weird because I hadn't.
I'm going to tell you why everyone's kind of upset, because the murderer in this case is getting more compassion than the people that's around the case, like the people that testified and the okay, for example, the girl who shot the video of her when she was on the phone after the shooting. Remember that famous video?
Yeah.
She got fired from her job.
Yeah, she got a lot.
She
getting
death threats. They took away her accreditation, so she can't necessarily possibly work in that field anymore. She losing everything just for doing the right thing and showing
what's
the footage.
Going on. Yeah.
Because she said she wasn't even going to release the footage until she saw the news conflicting stories.
Yeah.
So that's what made her do it. She's like, this is not right. She lost everything. So his neighbor that lives across the hall from him, who met him that day he got killed, he met him earlier that day for the first time. He testified 3 days later, killed.
Yeah, I seen that.
Shot in the chest and in the mouth.
That's crazy.
Like, that's too coincidental. When you shoot someone in the mouth, that's like the mob tactics saying, like,
yeah,
you
when I seen that,
and
I was
snitching
like,
and stuff. So it's like, all the people around this case
is kind of
is no compassion for them. It's crazy stuff is happening, except for the to the actual person who caused all this. So it was just a weird. It's just weird. Like that one really upset me when he got killed, because he got killed right at the apartment complex, coming out of his car, and just boom.
It was a hit. Sheesh.
That was a hit. Yeah, like, there's no way around like to shoot that man in the mouth. Like that's a message to people.
Twice in the chest and in the mouth. That's yeah. The thing is, it's like with these things, you never, because we looking at it from what the information that we've been given. Like so, all we see is everything that the media gives or whatever, and it's just like it's so much shit to be going on in between this shit, and it's like it's hard to even like form, you can form your own opinion, but it's hard to even really get in there because you don't know who's tailoring what, and it's like it's all that shit.
I think the main issue too is how police get the special treatment on these cases. Like she got 10 years for killing a human when a guy just got sentenced to 45 for killing a police dog.
Yeah,
you putting value over a human's life? Like he got 45, or even the other lady. Now I know it's like different laws in different states. The black, I forget her name. The famous case, she was getting abused by her partner.
Yeah, yeah.
She took a gun.
Yeah,
shot it in the air. Not even at him or no. Just shot it in the air as a warning shot for him to stop, to get out of this situation, and it stopped him. Mm-hmm. She got 20 years.
That's nuts. That's nuts.
You didn't even shoot this person, shoot at this person. And we got to look at it.
We got to be real. Like, you look at if this was a black cop that shot a white man in his house, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Like, we know that. So that's why it's, I mean, I get why people upset, but.
I feel like you can't tell people how to grieve, but that shit felt weird. It felt really weird. And I heard, I saw Charlamagne tweet this, that it felt very like a slave mentality type of thing. Slave master mentality. Like, you know, it's our fault. Let me hug you. Can I hug you? Like, your brother? And the thing that came to my mind is like, I don't think the family liked the brother. I don't think the family liked the brother. For them just to that easily just say, can I hug her judge? Or no? What?
No,
this your brother that died? Like, your brother got killed and there's no rational explanation.
I can't say that because everyone, you know, different. They're supposedly really religious. And there, even before this, like the mom was kind of forgiven. People forgive, but I don't know. Like, say if my brother got killed, I would be very upset. Now, I'm a person that's against the death penalty. I wouldn't necessarily be for this person getting killed because I think that's playing God. But I want you to do life, and I'm definitely not hugging you.
Yeah, I'm not.
Because if I get close to you, I'm probably gonna swing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I may even forgive you, but I don't need to hug you. Yeah, yeah. I don't need to do all that. Because
forgiving and then like hugging as a whole,
it almost feels excessive. Like why? Yeah, like you can forgive on right now. This is trying to, you know, there's a way to get what's it called? Not vengeance or vengeance, but just like, you know, there's a way to get justice, what I'm saying, and there's also a way to get forgiveness, you know what I'm saying, and I think you have to do both, you know what I'm saying, but they don't have to come that close. Like you don't have to be first get the justice part done, and then you can get to the forgiveness.
It's like if you have beef with somebody or something, it's like, I forgive them what they did, but I don't need to be around them.
Need to pay they need to do their time for the crime. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like even the cop fixing her hair during court. I'm like,
I didn't see that.
Talking about just a white or black thing. Just any criminal.
Just
it's
any
like
criminal,
white
yeah.
like this woman kept getting all it felt like special privileges. This
like, why you need to fix her hair?
I don't know, like fixing her hair, like why you I've never seen any other person on trial.
The cop
come over that's supposed to be, I guess, guarding the courtroom, come and fix her hair and rub it like it's her child. That's how it was. It was like a motherly rub.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, what's going
that's
on here?
Weird.
And that lended to her getting a light sentence.
Yeah.
And when this could have been like an example, like, all right, this is the way we gonna hold cops accountable for when they do things not in a proper way. And get a big sentence. Like 10 years is a win in her case. Because she's probably not going to do all 10.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly,
may do
yeah.
five and get out. Like that's
a win.
She
was facing what, like 80 something possibly.
It could be up to 90 life,
90 years or something.
It could. It was up to the juror.
Yeah,
jury.
Especially when you walk in somebody's own house and shoot somebody. Like,
and they said like you don't have like that's what's baffling to me.
Yeah,
like they said she was standing over him, judging by the bulletin. So you had enough time to say,
oh, this
oh
ain't my
God,
house.
No, not even yet. Yeah. If she says she didn't know. But I'm saying, but the time it took for her to take out her gun, load it, or take out the man, stand over him and shoot. You can't tell her this ain't your couch. This ain't your pictures.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
ain't the TV setup. This ain't nothing's different. Like, you can't see any of that.
The
like,
first sign was
you
that
you just shoot.
He had a
and
red
he's not
mat.
Even, huh?
He had a red mat outside his door. You know you don't have a red mat.
Yeah, like you can
like,
tell
that's
a
the
red.
First thing you should, a red. Red is a bold color.
I'll give you a pass on everything leading up to the shot because it's just too long. It takes too long. Like I can believe somebody not seeing the mat or something. Open up the door, it's dark and not noticing anything. But for you to pull out your gun and a guy saying, hold on, or this ain't the right apartment, you got the wrong apartment, and you just continue. You don't even assess
you don't
anything.
Ask quest-
you don't ask any question. You don't look around. You don't.
Because if you got a gun pointed at somebody first, and they're going like, they, you can ask them, like, yo, what's you doing in my apartment? Or anything. You don't have to necessarily
take it another step. Like, why are these some of these cops, like, they're and they're good cops out there.
Yeah,
but
for
why
sure.
are some of these cops, a lot of them, so, for lack of a better word, triggered? Like, yeah. to as soon, like, they shouldn't be that triggered that quickly.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Because you're supposed to be the trained one.
Yeah, you're supposed to be the thoughtful one, or the person in you know, to take measure of everything that's going around,
yeah.
knowing your surroundings.
Yeah, yeah.
And she didn't take any of that into account. She just went into action.
And that's
so
why they said
you gotta go to jail for that. Just period.
Yeah,
they didn't even she didn't even get drug tested or alcohol levels until 3 days later, and they said it came back negative.
Well,
of course, three days later,
because she could have been actually drunk
yeah,
or on drugs, and that would have just been even worse. But my thing is, as you saying, you see a man, he's in his underwear. He was in his underwear. With ice cream.
You don't see a weapon or nothing.
Who breaks into your house, gets in their underwear, makes some ice cream, and
sits
on the couch? And the ice cream, when
well,
the people came.
We did hear that one story about a guy that broke into my house and took a nap.
Oh,
now, look, he may have been high or had mental issues, but honestly, like, man is in your, he's in his underwear. Like,
the
ice cream was still frozen when they got there. So he didn't even get a chance to possibly eat his ice cream.
That's crazy. And I've walked to the wrong apartment before. Like, when we lived in North Hollywood, I've got off on the wrong floor thinking it was when we was on the sixth floor. I got off on, like, the fourth and was walking. I was like, oh, shoot, this ain't my floor.
You're right.
And went up.
And then also, because they did an interview with the girl who got fired and everything. He asked her, is it hard to was it Joshua, one of the two?
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard to misread if you're on the wrong floor? They like, I don't see how because so many markers. The elevator, then the hallway, it's just so many different markers that say what floor you're on. Even if you said when you drive in the parking lot to get in first, so many markers to see
that's
what floor
crazy.
You're on. So it's like
I could still see her getting past that. I could still see people not recognizing.
I mean,
if you're drunk or high.
Or on your phone, which she
or
was.
On your phone. Oh, yeah, on your phone.
Was she texting her boyfriend or just texting some that's guy just, or something like during that
know.
Same night? But I don't know. I think she was she could have easily been on her phone the whole time, which a lot of people are, looking down, not paying attention.
So his door
wasn't
locked.
All the way up to the door.
And that's what they say. It wasn't locked, but they also asked the people who lived there. They said, we have those doors that automatically shut.
Yeah.
So it's going to lock and shut by itself regardless.
Yeah.
Like how we had in NoHo apartments.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of those type of doors. So
yeah.
They was like, there's no way it could have been cracked. So that makes it fishy again.
It does make it, because it's like, because I was like, how you get into somebody's wrong apartment with the wrong key and the wrong, it just was open?
Is this infuriating? Because if I walk into some wrong apartment and I shoot you, I'm going to jail.
Oh,
and
you
immediately.
Out of here. Oh,
like,
yeah,
it took a while for them to even arrest her.
Oh, yeah, no, you out of here.
I'm out of here.
Hey, it's them.
And that's Texas.
You definitely out of here.
I would have been out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. But
sad shit.
But yeah, man. In lighter news, Tesla.
Oh, yeah. So Tesla released their smart summon. Obviously, I play for this, y'all.
Yeah,
for y'all in the car. But Smart Summon essentially is a program they put out where people can download, and as long as you're, what is it?
200 feet
away from your car, mm-hmm. it can come to you, essentially. You can press a button and it can come to you. And it hasn't been working.
I'm about to say, we're getting very lazy.
Like, the fact, it's kind of like in beta mode right yeah. now, like in the beta period, but they put it out to the public.
So, for example, if I'm coming out of Target
yeah,
and my car is a little down the aisle, right. I can stand at the front of Target
and have it come out. Right.
That's wild.
But still but in see, the testing phase, so it's kind of like almost getting crashed into people's cars. Some people's funny. Cars have got wrecked coming out of garage, their garage. Yeah. It's not.
But look, I look at it like this. I can see the future in this and the convenience of this. Like, when my knee is messing up, that walk sometimes is hard.
Okay,
I can get my car to come to me, that would be very convenient. Or say you coming out of an office building, you got all this stuff, carrying all this stuff. Maybe a little easier if I can get my car to come to me. You know what I'm saying?
So should it be an option as like, should you have to fill out something saying that you need this?
No, I just feel like this is what the future is going to be. Like, everyone complains of every city you go, the people here can't drive. Oh, my God, they can't drive. Yeah. So soon, cars is going to drive for us, and they're going to come to us, and this is what it's going to be. Like, right now, people are saying, this is crazy, this is weird. I don't know how many years, but at some point, this is just going to be normal.
Yeah, I don't think it's crazy. Definitely. Yeah, I don't think it's crazy. It just, I guess they got to figure out. Because my thing, like, when we always used to talk about flying cars and all that stuff, it's like, I'm just trying to figure out the dynamics of it. Like, how are you going to track? Like, where do you stop at? If they crash, are they going to fall on each other? Like, you know, it's just like
I feel like they'll figure that out to have something stop that. But I feel like if we do get the flying cars, we may not have control of it. Like, once you up there, it automatically takes control where your destination goes to prevent those crashes. Because if not, it's just going to be crashes in the air like it is on the ground. But then they're going to have some type of force field to catch.
They got to,
to catch the debris if it does happen. I don't know.
It's just so much to flying cars that it just doesn't sound like it's feasible to me. Because, I mean, not even feasible. Maybe it will be feasible one day.
Yeah.
But it just seems like, I don't know. Have you heard a helicopter above your house or a plane? Like how loud them fuckers are. Now we talking about thousands a day. And then how about just looking up at the sky?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to stand outside of my balcony and I just see a bunch of just shit flying across the sky. I want to see the sky.
Yeah.
So like little things like that can change humanity forever. Like we can't clearly see a sky in our neighborhood.
Like taking a walk isn't fun no more.
Like, I feel like it'll be a class thing. It may be where rich people just live above us.
Okay.
And it'd be really a
what was that? Elysium? Wasn't that something?
There was another planet, right?
There was like another planet, though. It was like a space dock. Not a planet. It was like a halo type.
My thing is, they just gonna live above us. So the poor people be down on the ground with regular cars. The rich people, all their stuff, they'll never have to come down. So they'll just live above us. They'll have their stores up there. They'll live their houses up there. It'll probably be a different world.
Interesting.
And they'll shit and they'll go right into our water, drinking water.
You were worried about bird shit. Human shit.
Oh, yeah.
But the Teslas, like, one of those betas or the, what they call them, the mocks of Bentley, like a futuristic Bentley. Yeah. It was
concept.
Yeah, concept. Well, yeah, it was like a Bentley with like a, it had a see-through floor. It had all type of shit. And I was like, this shit looked heavy.
Yeah.
And it was just like all white. It looked like a big condom.
Like, I'm not a big car guy, but I'm into looking at the concept car. They look crazy. I'm like, this looks incredible.
Yeah. And the lady, she walked near it. When she walked near it, it just opened up. She sat down. It closed over top of her. Like, it had a whole screen that looked like the TV in here. Like, it was wild. And I was like, I could definitely see all this, but it's just like when you talk about like it, coming to meet you at the front of the stores and all this stuff is just like they just got to figure out because what if everybody hits it at the same, like if 10 people do it at the same time, is it gonna line up like valet or something that I don't know. It's just a few things to work out, but I mean I look forward to it. I like the Tesla. Every time I sit in one,
that's,
or
that's, That's my car. That's my car. Right, like the future. Now.
It does.
It feels like the future. It does.
I'm a futurist. I love the Tesla.
I still just like old school cars, man. If you can convert one of them classics, like any one of those Chevy or whatever, like classics, into a smart car or some type of like electric car, I think that would be my way.
Now, you might not need a Tesla because I don't want you calling me asking me how to work the, like...
No, I'm just going to be asking you for a picture for my profile, for my Tesla profile.
I need a picture for my Tesla profile.
I got a Tesla, and I got picture, everything else, but I ain't got a picture. You got a Tesla, but ain't a picture of you. That's funny.
That's funny. Yeah.
But we want to talk about hip-hop.
Let's do it.
So I was watching this thing, this little doc on Lil Baby, and Lil Baby was explaining how when he was...
Not to be confused with Duh.
Yeah, Lil Baby from Atlanta. When he was hustling in the streets, that Young Thug, that sounds funny. If you don't know about these people, hearing these names will blow your mind.
DaBaby, Lil Baby,
Young Thug. Young Thug would call him like, how much you making today? I'll pay you that just to come to the studio because I believe in you. I see the potential in you. And that's something that if you look over the landscape of Atlanta the last 10 years, they are the most supportive music community hands down. Yeah. Like, somebody from Atlanta blows up every year.
Yeah.
And when someone blows up, they bring somebody else with them. It's like they have this system going on right now.
Even to the point where not even when they blow up, because I remember Lil Baby was talking about how Gunna, when him and Gunna was coming up together, Gunna would write his rap, like help him with his flow, and look where it got both of them. You know what I'm saying? I was like, so it's even on a scale of just the underground, before they even get in there, they helping each other out. Like.
Yeah, because like if you look at like Gucci, who all he helped, then Future, who all he helped, then Young Thug, who he helped, now who the Lil Baby and everyone else helped. Because if everyone's getting help, they're going to think, all right, I got to reach back and help somebody. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the issue with the other big hip-hop cities like New York. New York, they don't have this camaraderie like Atlanta has. Like they be beefing about who the king of New York and this and that, when they should just come together and then they could rise back up to prominence if they want to.
Even
but
when we was in Atlanta, I felt like Atlanta just has that, I guess, I don't know if it's the Southern hospitality thing, but it's just like, I feel like everybody support everybody. I mean, it brought us together. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a community place. Even you take it back to, I mean, like Goody Mob, like Outkast and everybody, I feel like all them, wasn't they? Whose basement?
Dungeon Family.
Yeah, Dungeon Family. Where was they? I forgot where they was recording out of. But
the basement.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to figure out whose house.
It was at the main dude from Dungeon Family. Yeah, yeah, Future's cousin.
Yeah, he was bringing everybody in there, and that's how, you know, I was like, it's just a community thing, but it's like, why not? Why, we all in this city.
It makes it easier. What makes it cool about Atlanta is the OGs of Atlanta rap scene mess with the young dudes. Yeah. So it ain't like a Discord where it's like, oh, you know, y'all old, we don't mess with y'all. They all get along. Yeah. But then the young people with their momentum help somebody else. Like, it's really crazy when you think about it. Like, watch next year, somebody else going to blow up from Atlanta, and they going to help somebody. It's just this ongoing pattern that the rest of hip-hop needs to follow. I see Cali do it somewhat.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, a lot of Cali people get along, but, like, New York is the main city that needs to learn from what Atlanta's doing right now. Because Atlanta is just on top, and they've been on top for a long time. And they going to stay that way if they keep staying together.
But it's not, like, but it's like even in our industry, like that people how they collab with each other. It should be like that. People should go jump in somebody's video and you post this that. But something about that music scene, it's like they formula work, and you see everybody get big, and you see everybody takes off, or even if they don't, not the biggest superstar, they're getting recognition.
They're
for
bigger
it.
Than most rappers from other cities.
Yeah, that's
for
the,
sure.
That's
Atlanta just got it. Do you think it also has to do with like a region thing? Because I'm hearing what you're saying about the New York thing, but like New York is itself, the city is very individualist. It's very, you know, kind of cold-hearted. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like separatist, like, you know, everybody just doing their own thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody's hustling on their own. I think that's a big reason New York never was like a big play for like Crips and Bloods, even though it kind of is, but it's kind of become it wasn't the mainstay for like major game. New York was known for a bunch of cliques, like, right? In different boroughs, they have their different squads and cliques or whatever. They got their gang, little gangs here and there. But you have in the South, the South is known for Southern hospitality. It's known for kind of very much a family-oriented region, right?
Like it's the Bible Belt.
Exactly. It's Bible Belt. It's like treat your mother right, be good to your moms and your family, and you be there, and they'll tell you, be there for that boy. And you know, it kind of brings everybody together a little more, a little closer together within your city. Oh, yeah. he from Decatur? I'm from Decatur. You know, okay, that's he know my mom, my sister. They all kind of seem to know somebody, you know, like Gucci fan, you know, they all just are connected in some way. So I feel like the regional differences kind of impacted hip hop.
Definitely. That's why, I mean, Rome said it is it maybe a Southern thing, but regardless, right now, way rap and hip hop is, New York needs to come together because since they lost it, they never got it back.
Yeah, no.
They have never got it back.
As long as New York is New York, which is not. From what I understand, it's not. But as long as they still have that, man, gritty, like, as long as it's that, you know, I don't think it's going to change. But as it, I think it actually will change.
I feel like it can.
But people aren't going to like being.
But the community thing, I like, even when it comes down, it's as simple as it sounds. Like, even our community where we live at now, I'm starting to really like it because I'm starting to know people around there. Like, I know our neighbor, and then I know our neighbor's son-in-law, and then I know the dude across the street. I wave at him all the time, and we had a conversation the other day. He was telling me about him and his car. You know, he always has cars in his yard.
Yeah. Is he Hispanic?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. And then then our other guy across the street is always bumping different classic.
Well, that's why I told you the neighbor across the street. Ask him about our car, see what need to be fixed on.
I'm
going to
ask him.
Just look at this right quick.
You talking about the big dude, Arturo?
I think his name is Arturo.
I know.
But the community thing is cool. Like, they like come and let us know. Like, our neighbor stopped by and he was like, hey, man, we're having a community thing at our church. We'll have food there if you guys ever want to just come grab some food. I like this. Like, it feels good. Like, people lose that community thing sometimes.
Until a disaster happens.
Disaster happens. But I feel like when we were younger, it was about more community, too, because in our neighborhoods, I feel like I was out playing in our neighborhood and all that stuff like that. So I don't know.
But it also, as he was saying about New York, Cali is an expensive place. True. So where you from, a lot of times you had those neighbors your whole life.
Yeah,
so you just become a family by no, you ain't got no choice. I seen you for 20 years.
And that's how I'm
gonna
feel
know
like,
you. But in Cali, people gonna be moving in and out because it's so expensive that you don't even get that chance to fully form. But you can see the ones
not in like black neighborhoods and stuff usually.
What you mean?
Like, I feel like I feel like it's more like the South.
You Cali said in black neighborhoods what?
Like, people live there for a long time. Like, where Kendrick's from and where all those people, like, their family's been there for a while. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like that's what makes them closer. And that's why they kind
of like, it's generations of the generations of people all live there.
They really respect Compton. Yeah, and it's you know, and a lot of people come out of
like
there.
Just like, that's my city.
Just like the A is kind of, it's like, you know, people grew up in those neighborhoods a long time, or Martin Luther King or whatever it is, you know.
But I think it was a little different when he just talking about in neighborhood general, not as like the city.
I'm more talking about
just talking about our actual immediate neighborhood.
Immediate neighborhood.
That's what he was talking about.
Yeah, but it's cool. I think more people should be, because we lose that, because, you know, we're not in those days no more of hey, you got some sugar? I can borrow. What I'm saying?
Which we should be.
We should, like hey.
You stop eating sugar.
Eating sugar.
you got some
quinoa.
You got some agave.
You got an avocado on your tree, man.
Didn't you want to say something about avocado?
Yes, thank you. So I'm watching Rotten. It's this series on Netflix, and they talk about stuff that's rotten in the world. Not like necessarily going bad. Well, not in the
outside of food.
Yeah. So they were talking about avocados and the price of avocados and how it became popular in the U.S. and the whole history of avocados. And right now, most of our avocados, since the demand for it in U.S., we want it year round. But we don't have the climate to produce avocados year round.
Yeah.
Because if it drops below a certain temperature, they die.
Yeah.
Mexico does. And other Central American countries do. So we import from there, and that caused their revenue and their money just to skyrocket. Yeah. And when that happened, cartels stepped in. So they was like, okay. They started extorting these avocado farmers. You know, these are farmers, so they don't have protection. So they say, we want some of this money or we're going to kill you or burn your fields and stuff. So there's a war on avocado in some of these countries.
I'm not getting killed for no avocado.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm watching this. I'm like, U.S. need to do something because I need my avocados. It was a little selfish of me. Yeah, like, I cared about these families, but
I'm an avocado fan.
The Army needs to step in.
Yeah, no, we need to step
in. We got to step in here because now you're going too far. Don't mess with my avocados.
Because now if we only get them seasonal, we ain't going to get them that often.
No, I need that every day. Yeah, I need an avocado every day.
No, I feel you. I'm with you on that. I need avocados.
U.S. has to step in.
But
we have to do
most
something.
People, all the shit that's going on, right? You got these gangsters coming into these avocado farmers' land and threatening their kids, tying them up, possibly going to war, getting guns ready, all this shit. They're possibly burning their farms up in smoke, and it just feels like hell out there. Cut to me in the grocery store. Avocado.
We don't know what's behind the history
all
of
the
this.
Blood that was spilled on that avocado.
So it's not.
It don't matter.
What it's called?
Me.
It's not the blood diamonds. It's the blood.
But that's the funny thing. That's the most of the things we
one
have.
Time.
Yeah, or, no.
Like exactly. Someone's life is hell because of an iPhone.
So we should be able
exactly.
Or who, jewelry you're wearing right now.
Who's the superhero that when they touch they can feel? It's either a superhero or somebody they can touch and feel every time we touch. Touch of food, we should feel the history behind it. Oh,
I know who you're talking about. They can feel what you're thinking.
He's like,
or
feel what you. Or
what show was
like,
that?
Oh well, Guardians of the old girl with the.
Oh yeah,
she
yeah,
can
yeah,
feel.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Why she was holding Thanos.
Mantis,
yeah. So. Yes. So every time we grab an avocado or something, we should be like, there's so much pain behind this. Put it back.
It would make us think about
see another more. Hand come in and grab it and just cut it open.
you sick bastard. You don't care.
I was upset in there watching. I'm like, we have to do something. We have to step in and save these people because I need my avocados.
There's this cool comic book series called Chew. And it's about this Asian guy, ironically, he's a detective, and he found out he has a gift for whatever he puts in his mouth and eats. He sees the whole history of that
shit.
Thing.
That's terrible.
That's
he
crazy. That's
so not if good. He's eating chicken, if he's even plants, he'll see like how they lived, how they died, all that shit. And so. Him being a detective,
terrible power.
He'll start, like, if he finds somebody dead, he'll taste a bit of that person.
Oh.
Yeah, and it'll show him how that person died.
Great
whatever,
concept. Great concept.
Terrible power.
But can you imagine if we did have that, if that really did, that would stop you from eating a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah.
He said the most things that's best for him is, like, veggies, because they don't have, like, a... It's not like a terrible death there.
Yeah,
that
it's veggies.
Yeah, it's veggies, but
they don't have the terrible death. But if you could see what's going on to the people that's farming these plants, then like if avocado, you see the cartel coming and taking the farmer of the avocado.
But that's crazy that's happening. That's honestly wild that's happening over avocado.
And the reason they said it's happening because. They have to find new ways to make money. Like the drug trade, you know, still some people dominate that, but. They got to find new ways to make money. And the crazy things, the farmers start fighting back. They started their own coalition just to protect the farmers. But then they got corrupt. It became like a cartel. And started extorting.
It's a cycle.
And the police are so corrupt in government, it's hard to get anything done.
All I can imagine.
Like, it's a luxury to live in the U.S. Stuff is set up.
Oh, for
even
sure.
Even how we got some bad stuff. But the way it's set up. Some of these other countries, you can't do nothing.
I just imagine one of them dark rooms and four dudes roll up in there. You got the stuff? Yeah, you know I got the stuff. Like, all right, they pull out a sack, put it on the table. You know, these look like they got a little brown on them. How long you had these cattle?
see, these the two for four.
No. I want the two. You brought me baby avocados. I asked you for the big.
The has avocado.
Yeah, you brought me, so I can't.
Has, right?
Yeah.
Has, has one.
I can't do nothing with these. I need you to go back and get some more. Like, come on, man. I ain't got no more. That's all I got.
I just call
my niggas. You better bring me these motherfucking avocados when I ask you to bring these fucking avocados,
or it's
going to
be a problem.
It's going to be a motherfucking problem.
Well, cut it open. See if it's good. And I don't want to cut it open. I already know it. I don't need it.
Me cut it open. What I look like to you? An avocado?
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we get back to these Patreon fan questions.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
All right, let's get to these Patreon fan questions.
If you want to submit a question, become a patron. All right, the first one we got is from Sierra. What type of smoothie do you guys drink in the morning if that is your go-to? Also, for gamers in DT House, did y'all know that PlayStation, Xbox have now made it available for cross-play, where you can play across different console platforms and playing with your own console platform? Fortnite and Call of Duty Modern Warfare has made that jump now. Other gaming companies will just have to enable that feature on their games. I can already see the servers on overload and the grand debate of best console being talked about. PlayStation, of course, laugh out loud.
Yeah, of course, hands down. But no smoothies. Well, I guess we're not having avocado smoothies.
No, yes we are. Yes we are.
Smoothies, usually just something. I put some bananas, some blueberries. Throw a little kale on the top of
yeah. You get moussa with it. You just throw anything.
I just go in there. I feel like you can just throw shit in avocado. In avocado. See, now I'm thinking about avocado. I feel like you can just throw shit in the smoothie and make it decent for the
I
most
like to
part.
Go. I feel pretty healthy when I do it. It's like I call it my version of a green machine, which is pretty much all green.
All green yeah.
grapes, green apple.
Green apple, yeah.
Some lettuce or some like spinach, some cucumber. You could put in some celery if
sometimes to sweeten things up. You throw a little agave in there.
Yeah, you throw in a little avocado.
I'm about to say avocado again.
Even banana or honey. You put in a little bit of that in there, and it tastes pretty good.
I also do the green smoothies in the morning, but I do spinach. I do almond milk, spinach, cucumber, green apple, ginger, banana, and a little protein.
Yeah, for your sweeteners, if you need it to be sweet, because sometimes if you don't throw like a little ginger or almond milk in there, it can be a little tart. But if you need that, like usually a little bit of honey or ginger stuff, it works.
Banana too.
Banana for
green smoothies are really good.
And that PlayStation shit is cool. So basically, if I'm playing,
yeah, you can. If you got Xbox, you got PlayStation. Y'all can play each other now.
That's cool.
Just changing the game.
Yeah, that's cool.
Isn't it all the same then? After all.
Which,
like, what is
the
difference
systems?
Of getting a PlayStation or Xbox over the controller type?
Mine is a controller.
To me, it was controller.
I
hate an Xbox fat controller.
They all have the same graphics except for Nintendo, right?
But I think it was about, like, online play at one point and stuff like that, or different server stuff. But
That's good that happens. It just makes me think, though, then what is the – it just doesn't matter.
I just didn't like that fat-ass controller. It was too thick in my hand.
I didn't like the original one,
but when they upgrade, like, 360, Xbox 360, they came out – yeah, it felt more form-fitting.
And then some consoles have their own games, too, right?
Yeah.
Halo used to be only an Xbox game.
Yeah, I don't know, but it just seems like, fuck it.
It's Chaz's department. Kyrie Sunny Porter. Hey, guys, I've been thinking about getting a tattoo lately. I want to get an open Bible with my mom's name, birthday, and days she died in the pages. I was wondering, where do you think would be a good place to get this tattoo?
On her body.
I don't know if this is a guy or a girl, so it's two different places. If it's a guy, the best place for an open Bible, I would say either your forearm.
Or your ribs.
Your forearm, your ribs, your chest, or maybe your arm.
Yeah.
If it's a girl, then I would say like your upper back.
Upper back. You could do a shoulder. Like you could do a little shoulder if it's a girl too.
I don't mind tattoos on girls' arms.
Why can't you do it on your genitals?
Let's go. All to right,
we're
gonna go.
But
to
honestly, look, we're gonna go. If a girl put a Bible on her pussy, right?
What? Where?
She can say
where?
This is for the Lord. Where? Like this is for.
We're going to the next
where?
Question. We're
I'm
going
just
to
saying, like,
no, where? Is this he want to talk stupid? Because
he just wanted to open up. He wanted the book
exactly.
to open up with your legs.
You
open
can get
up.
A verse when you open up a pussy. You could get some scripture.
God's reviewing your folder
what
right
I
now. You got written up today for that.
If you put it on your,
you're getting written up right
if,
now.
If I saw a person,
yeah,
look, he just took you out of the bad behavior file. He was walking away, and then you said that, and he just shook his head and put it right back and closed the door.
Like, that damn a man, right?
He can't get right.
And he said every goddamn time.
Now, where's my avocado?
Where's my avocado?
All right, Terrell.
He mad at me while these people are murdering avocado farmers.
That's free will. That's free will. But you ignorant. That's different.
But you ignorant.
You're ignorant. Yeah. He's looking at you ignorant. Oh, you can't get right. He said, I didn't make you this way. I made you in my image. I'm not ignorant. Terrell, first off, Killer Cam, Dak is trash, dog. My pack did what they do. Let me say something first off. People like you. That's fans of the Packers, fans of Saints, and fans of Patriots. When those three elite quarterbacks leave your team, you're going to be in a fetal position crying
in the shower
at how terrible your team is. When you have elite quarterbacks like that, you always have a shot. And we almost came back on y'all. We beat ourselves more than y'all actually just straight up beat us. So humble yourself because your time is coming.
I don't know, but that man Aaron Rodgers is
a he's an amazing
bad
quarterback.
Boy.
I mean, we can't say that. We definitely would say
I just that's I gave him this he
boy.
Is. So when he leaves,
yeah,
it's going to be a bad team.
We'll see. I mean, they had Brett Favre. He left. Aaron Rodgers came in. So who knows if they find that guy right after.
That's highly unlikely. It's not, and that's
the
not
Patriots
easy to do.
Is more of a question
yeah,
mark.
That's, yeah,
that's Packers, too. Room noise is dope. The Carl Kanai one might be my favorite from Rome saying Kanai 2. Emmanuel spelled it wrong saying 1-2, call Kanai party people. And Rome lyrics probably the best though. You and Cam, my Aries brothers. But anywho, how do y'all save money and balance personal life? Because I just figure if I cut everyone off, I'll save more money. And have you ever thought about getting into real estate? And if so, do you all know anybody I can follow on IG or something when y'all come into Shy Man?
That was a lot of different
questions.
So
basically, save how do we save money?
How do we save and balance our personal life? Save money and balance our personal life. And well, do we want to get into real estate?
Well, you definitely got to make yourself a budget. Like you got to see what are your things that you spend the most money on. What are things that are necessary in your life? Like, do you need to go to Starbucks? I'm not saying you go to Starbucks. If you do you need to go to Starbucks every other day? Do you need, you got to cut down those things that are going to, like, you know, that are taken away from what you need. So you need to be like, do you need a haircut every week? Maybe you got to move it to every other week or once a month or something like that. So it's about budgeting first and foremost. And then it's also sacrifice. You don't have to cut everybody off, but maybe you don't need to go out and drink if you're doing that with people, or if you know you need to be making money, then you need to stay at home and, you know, figure out that you don't have to go out. So you got to just go through what you're doing on a daily basis and see what's taken away. If it's not adding and it's taken away and you're not being able to replace that money, you got to set like aside, like, all right, this is going to be my miscellaneous money for this week. I'm going to have $100. And once I get past that, I'm not touching that. You know, it's discipline, really. Honestly, it's a bunch of discipline.
Rome, shut up. Yeah, that was all good advice. For the real estate one, follow Mr. J. Morrison on IG. Follow Blacker Pockets on IG. Mm-hmm. Follow Black Wall Street on IG. And follow
Black
this couple. Follow Prince Donnell on IG. So a lot of those people, you talk about real estate and improving money, all that stuff.
Is there any underscores under those people's name, or you just gotta look it up?
The Black Wall Street one, but just go to my profile and go to who I follow, and when you type in Black Wall Street, you'll see it come up. I'll make it easy. Drea, I'll never forget when I started watching you guys. My best friend in middle school showed me the Obama dance video, and I've been a fan since. So she was in middle school when we was in college. So when we was going to the club, you was going to bed.
Going straight to bed, heads on beds.
Could you guys please do a Comedy Trap House / Righteous and Ratchet with Kev on Stage and Doughboy podcast episode? You guys just talk about the things you normally would. I think it would be a dope. I'm a patron for both.
I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah, we love Kev.
And thank you for being a fan for so long. That's a lot of love, yeah.
Guys are great. I got a question for you. Would you put a Bible on your pussy?
The shot guy was just about like, a little too hard on him.
Open it up and then slam it again. He was walking out the office like, all right, time to God damn it.
He said, I'm using my own name in vain. Dijon Fortune. Hey, DT, it's Dijon Mustard, and I was wondering what you guys think about the rapper Logic. I fell in love with his music when he released his second album, The Incredible True Story, on my birthday years ago. Even though his most recent album isn't very good and is showing signs of him getting into repetitive groove, I'm still hoping he switches things up. If you haven't, check out The Incredible Story. It's a great album, pretty unique. Every few songs, there are scenes in between voiced by two famous voice actors about a world where the Earth is destroyed by pollution and humans live in space looking for a new planet. Also, PlayStation is the greatest console. No, I'm not a fan of Logic. Not a reason because I don't like him. I just don't really listen to him.
Yeah, I don't really listen to him. I've watched his that show that was on Netflix that had all the different rappers.
Rapture.
And his story and what he's doing is amazing. I think but I'm just not a fan of his music per se. It's some songs I hear and I'm like, all right, this is like it rides, but I don't really feel too much. And that's just me personally. I'm not the biggest fan of Logic. What about you?
Yeah, he's cool.
That's the last thing you want to hear. It's better than them saying they don't like you.
Yeah, I mean,
Schoolboy Q. Hey, DT, hope y'all had a good Monday to make up for bad Sunday. Cam and Emmanuel. My question this week is, you had to satisfy an alien with three of the best dishes in the world to save the planet. Which ones would you give to them? Shout out Dragon Ball Super. Saying that from what we can make? That's a great question.
That's a great question. For some reason, I want to give him an Ethiopian plate. For some reason, I thought about it because it's filling. I feel like it has soul in it.
Look. I love Ethiopian food.
Okay.
One of my favorites. Yes. But a lot of people are, that came out crazy. People are picky.
But these are aliens.
I know. I got to just go by, the
reason. So you'd rather go not so picky that.
I would just go with the all time favorites.
Yeah.
So you know, like pizzas.
I would go for stuff even I don't like chocolate. I'm going to give them some type of chocolate dessert because
it's a main consensus. Is that good though? Are we not thinking outside the box? They came from outside the world.
Here, you want to know what's the best. I just got to go with everyone. I'm thinking like this. If I go too wild, the backlash I'm going to get, at least I would go, what's the most popular items everyone agree on? So I'm pretty sure everyone agree. Let's do this.
I got the first one. Wings.
Okay.
We'll start
I'm not mad
there.
At that.
Wings.
Now, what type?
You get, I think, some good.
Like a half and half.
I think buffalo is too spicy. I don't want to take it there.
You
got to
give a little lemon pepper.
Maybe lemon pepper
could be a little crazy,
maybe
too.
Straight just grilled
straight
wings.
Crispy?
But, grilled, crispy. Like
no type of sauce, not barbecue.
No, maybe some like salt and pepper.
That's it? No. Okay. So you want to go, I'm not
wet,
mad at
dry.
It.
So you want dry. You don't want to give them wet.
Well,
you
grilled,
don't want him licking his
give him half.
Let's go with lemon pepper. I think lemon pepper.
I'm saying that's all you do.
That's
half
acquired
half.
Too. Okay. Not everyone like lemon pepper.
That's right.
Go with the
who
barbecue.
Don't like lemon pepper.
Do barbecue.
Though,
barbecue solid.
Barbecue, I think, fits right in the middle.
Okay,
so you do half original, half barbecue, like a half and half.
Okay.
And I feel like that gives
them
a good.
I'm not mad at that. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Wings. This is the most
with
popular
fries
thing
on the
earth.
Side.
Now,
with fries
do you watch
the
them eat it? Like, are you looking at it? Like, I hope you don't kill.
Yeah.
With fries on the side.
Okay.
We're gonna do them fries.
Give them fries. Give them some fries and wings. That's great.
That's one meal.
Okay.
Another suggestion.
You gotta go pizza then if you want to go.
Okay, I'm with you on Italian. But I would either go pasta.
You go.
I don't know. I don't know many people. I've never met anyone in my life who don't like pizza. You may not eat it anymore because it's not healthy.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
I've never heard anyone who don't like it. You got to do pizza.
So what you think? You going pizza?
Bread, sauce, cheese, and dough? Oh, shit.
Yeah, okay.
Gotta do pizza.
You got to do pizza. If you're going to do wings.
Lemon pepper?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go. All right. Okay. Lemon pepper now, one
think,
half.
I think we'll that's get, a little bit of a risk.
Lemon
I'm not
pepper
mad
half,
at it, but I think it's a little bit of
like
a risk.
Just a grill,
like a
on the other side.
All right. Well, if you half and half in it, then lemon pepper and barbecue.
Oh yeah.
Or lemon pepper and buffalo.
Or lemon. Yeah.
Okay, lemon pepper.
Okay. So boom, and then
we
pizza.
Got one more.
Yeah. Now, but
what
pizza?
Type
are
of pizza?
We going regular. We get, gotta keep it regular. Keep pepperoni. I feel like you
gotta keep
pepperoni
pizza, right?
You gotta let him taste pork.
Yeah.
Now this third one.
Now look. Pan or
damn,
or
when
pan,
you say pork.
Pan. Go pan. You gotta go pan.
You maybe
pan
just
from pan from Pizza Hut. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Pan, like give a pan.
Yes.
I guess. Yeah.
But I don't think they're gonna be mad at any pizza too. Like this is their first time tasting.
Pizza Hut. You know,
pizza
that's
fire.
Not
pizza
that's not
pizza
that's fire. Not.
It's hard to mess up pizza.
It's not the highest quality.
Highest grade of dough, but it's an American staple.
Yeah, it's a staple.
So
all right, cool.
What's the last thing?
Last one's gonna be tough.
I think some type of chocolate, some type of dessert.
Like a dessert?
Like
ooh,
a
some dessert, right?
Some
do you
type
go
of
regular
chocolate.
Chocolate chip cookie, warm?
Or
do
or,
you?
Okay, well, fuck the dessert. What if you just give them bacon?
Like
because,
just a,
bruh.
I ain't mad.
I'm not mad at that. Just
bacon.
A pack of bacon.
And you got to let them smell it first while it's cooking. If he
and
ever
it was
knows.
Cooked in
I don't
the
know if they got nose.
So we do all of this, and he eats it.
Yeah.
At the end, he says, I just want you guys to know that I've been vegan for the past 5 years.
Well, I'm like, I hope you enjoyed the fries.
Yeah, the fries.
You all got to die.
At least I tried. At least I tried.
I'd be like, take me with you. Let me see. Before you kill me, let me see.
But
what,
no, no,
what's
those are solid choices. You can't really go wrong with you can't really go wrong with that.
But see, mac and cheese is so up in the air, Sue, because everyone makes it different.
And that's
the
true.
Way I like my mac and cheese that's may be true. Different from someone else. Like, the way they made it in school is not the way I like
so
my
going,
mac and cheese.
We're going the more universal, safe route. That,
But what if it is the way you like your mac and cheese? What if it's oven-baked, you know, mac and cheese, all types of cheeses in there, all the
I
right cheese?
I don't know. I wouldn't go that route. Okay. I'll be scared.
This is an alien.
I'll be scared.
I mean, he ain't going to know what none of this shit is.
No, he not. He not.
All of this is going to look
know.
Alien
he
to
He may
him.
Have never had it, but he know.
Because he came
so far
he,
advanced,
came for this. He came for I want to. I've heard of your
Yeah, but he
foods.
It could be like, I mean, he could look at it like I've never seen this on any other planet before. Like, this is alien to me.
I ain't going to lie, some some good pancakes with some syrup would hit
I ain't gonna
too,
lie.
Man.
That's solid.
They
sweet. I do think we need Ooh. To choose a sweet.
That's why I said the chocolate.
Is
go
it a chocolate,
chocolate
or like
man.
A pancake? I'm not mad at a solid
go, no,
pancake
go
with syrup.
Go chocolate. Go chocolate.
You think so?
Everyone loves chocolate except me.
No, no, a lot go of people chocolate. Don't like chocolate. Now, I'm starting to learn that. A lot of people don't like chocolate.
But that's a universal
that's
thing that people
yeah, no,
like
that
makes chocolate.
Sense. But
what about Oreos?
Like just a pack of Oreos?
Oreos, maybe with some milk?
I'm not. I'm also not mad.
Maybe
at that.
He's
that's
lactose.
American staple. That's a staple.
We can do almond can milk.
Okay.
Some almond
vanilla
milk with
flavor.
Vanilla flavor.
Okay.
Almond milk.
Don't
give
some
him
unsweetened. He will kill
he
us.
Be,
all.
He could be mad at that.
He will kill us all if you give him unsweetened almond milk.
And tell him to dunk it.
Got
to
dunk it. You got
to dunk
it.
Tell him to dunk it.
Yeah, yeah.
And take a bite.
I'm not mad at Oreos.
I feel like they'll save the earth.
Yeah, they'll save
Oreos. Oreos will save the earth. This episode is brought to you by Oreos.
Save the earth. There we go. That's another maybe title.
Isaiah Taylor, what's up, DT? I got a question. Since porn is a recurring topic, can you name three porn stars? But you have
what?
To.
What? Is
wait,
it?
Hold on. I don't. We
on
don't talk
show?
About.
We
porn.
Haven't talked about porn
yeah, in a long. T- Can you name three porn stars? But you have to fuck one, marry one, kill one, and why? Also, do you think of the Wu-Tang? What do you think of the Wu-Tang series?
What type of drastic? Yeah, tell me about your porn. But also, you check that the Wu-Tang series.
You gotta kill one, marry one, and
that's
and why.
That's why.
I don't know.
I don't even know.
But who?
I don't even
Let's
know.
Let's all just pick the same so we can, like, so we know we can, and we can choose. Because
I haven't
fuck, marry,
dived
kill.
In a month or some change now, so I might, if there's any new people that can.
Well, we know who's the one that had that interview with.
Tiana Trump.
We
Tiana
know her.
Trump.
We know
okay,
her.
So let's put her on the list.
All right, fuck it, put her on
we
the
know,
list.
We know Skin Diamond.
Skin right. Diamond.
But, I haven't seen her in, like, man, what's the thick white girl?
It's a lot of them.
It is a lot of them.
Lot of
them. But I'm talking about
that's a very basic description.
No, but in porn, I guess it is. Like, I can't remember Jada.
Jada Stevens.
Yeah, Jada Stevens.
Jada Stevens.
I'll put
okay.
her in there.
All
right, I'm not marrying Tiana Trump.
Oh,
as
no,
what
no,
you
no,
told.
No,
and
we
need one.
That was three.
No,
you said Tiana Skin and.
No, I took out Skin because
yeah, he took out Skin.
Oh,
I was like, I'm trying to think of if there's a popular like Might just have to leave her in there now. I think about it because I don't even.
I can see faces, but I just don't remember names.
Yeah, I don't know. Put Skin Diamond back in there. Well, that's fine.
Well, then, I'm not marrying Tiana, so yeah, let me just Tiana, do but, her, I guess. Yeah, yeah. I'll marry Skin Diamond, and I guess we got to kill off Jada.
I'm probably going to kill off Tiana. I'm probably going to kill.
She get crazy.
Yeah, no, I feel you, but.
You going to kill off who?
Tiana Trump. I'm probably going
to. Okay.
One, and then I'm probably going to marry Skin Diamond, like you said, and then what's the fuck?
Jada.
Oh, yeah, and then Jada, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much.
I fuck Jada.
You're not marrying Tiana Trump.
Yeah.
It's not, you're not marrying.
Why not, though? Why not?
After hearing what.
She was sound cool.
She sounded annoying a little bit.
But she sounded cool. Like, she's a cool person. She sounded cool as hell.
Honestly, I could see her as like, hey, yo, we going to this bar. You pull up.
Hey, we about to go eat pizza with an alien.
Yeah, they say, pull up.
Imagine saying that to your wife. Hey, pull up, girl. We about to go.
But when you get home, you can be like,
eat pizza with an alien.
Damn, man, this alien should took her.
I mean, when you get your dick sucked, it doesn't matter what.
All right. Juwan, yo, what's up, my brothers? Big fan since 2013. First videos I came across was porn stories. That's funny.
That's hilarious.
But I would like to share a little bit on how your podcast and this family helped me. It seems like it was perfect timing at the beginning of this year. I went through a bad breakup and was immediately thrown into bad depression. Listening to these videos weekly literally saved me from my depression. I thank you for that. These videos also have helped my work ethic. I'm only 22, no college degree, but yet I'm closing in on my first property and just went Tesla shopping the other day.
Nice.
Do that shit, man.
Not posting this to flex, just to motivate and share how you've helped. When you're in Vegas, next drink's on me. I don't want to make it too long, so I'll just ask my question next week. All love, Juwan.
All right,
appreciate that, Juwan.
Next time we're Vegas, let's do it.
Shout out to
I know you copy and paste that to every podcast out there.
Juwan, don't be lying to us. Nah, thank you, man.
Jade, who in DT is most likely to arrive late to a shoot, forget their lines, hook up with a fan, get married first, get arrested for public intoxication, become a social activist? No, these are extremely random. I just really want to hear y'all say my name again. Laugh out loud.
Can I go first? On who?
Arrived to the late
well,
to
one
the
of
shoot.
Them already done.
Okay. Arrive late to shoot is Mike. Forget their lines is me. Hook up with a fan is Rome. Get married first is Chaz. Get arrested for public intoxication is on the fence.
You.
Become a social activist is you, probably.
It's
Cam. I think I would say
but
that.
But arrive late, that's tricky because me and Cam the only really, really, you and Cam, and you have days, but you be there. So.
It goes me, Rome, Emmanuel, Mike,
Mike
Chaz.
Arrives late.
But you said Mike arrived late to a shoot. I don't think he arrived late to a shoot. I don't think he's going to arrive late to a shoot for some reason.
It'd be out of him and Chaz first.
I think it'd be Chaz. I think it'd be Chaz. I just realized that Chaz spends an hour and a half in the bathroom in the morning.
That's because I figured out Chaz's high top is fake. It's fake. He puts it on every morning, and that's why it takes half. He takes 2 days to get ready in the bathroom. He has a fake high top. It's a plank.
I'm like, what is he in there doing? I'm like, I don't know what he's doing.
I'm going to rip that shit off on camera.
Bobito, hello. I enjoyed the convo last week about the older generation and eating healthy. I have discussed that topic in class I'm in right now called Community Nutrition. We study community health problems, the functions of health agencies and administration of health programs in schools, business, and industry settings. Our project for semester is to choose a nutrition-related health problem in target population, then come up with a program to fix that health issue with the target population utilizing what we learned throughout the semester. So my question is, what nutrition-related health problem would you want to address in the world in target population? For example, I am focusing on hyperextension and elite athletes ages 18 through 27 all over U.S.
Hyperextension or hypertension?
Hypertension.
Okay. Yeah, the blood pressure would be one, definitely, because I've dealt with that in my family and stuff like that, so that would be definitely one. I don't know. The sugar epidemic? Sugar be fucking people. I don't know.
I would definitely want clean water for the world. I know, directly related to a lot of health problems and deaths. So, because I was watching that, another documentary on water and how people don't have access to clean water. And how that's
and
a
what is
main
high
issue.
Fructose corn syrup. And why is it in everything?
High fructose corn syrup. I think ED.
Erectile dysfunction?
Yeah.
Okay.
Men shouldn't have to suffer anymore.
I know. God is shaking his head
shaking
again. Like, this
what
guy
is wrong?
This guy is
obsessed
with genitals.
Why doesn't God appreciate the phallic thing that he's created.
He does. He just don't appreciate you right now because he said you a wild boy.
Erectile
right
dysfunction
now.
Is that's an epidemic. Don't nobody want that.
A lot of men are going through it. See, you another one of them. He's a male. Bitch. I have nothing else to say.
He forgot his lines.
I forgot my lines. There you go.
Okay, for the longest question of the day from Rod Childs Jr., what's your funniest drunk story?
That's funny. I've already told it. It was with my dad.
Yeah, we did this one already, so we're going to have to skip this one for now. All right, Ron, your turn.
Did I tell the Miami story?
No. Man, it's time for you to redeem yourself.
Come on, you got it. Read one.
Why?
We starting from right
go
there.
Go ahead. You got it.
Come on. You got it.
What's up, y'all?
No, you got to say the name
first. I'm trying to keep.
You got to say the name first.
All right. Tyrese Jones. What's up, y'all? I'm going to try to keep mine quick. Seahawks with the Thursday night dub. Did they really win?
Yeah.
Cam and the Cowboys, tough L. I'm sure you're expressed how the L made you feel. But I think y'all are fine. Broncos still trash. Rome and Emmanuel, stay strong.
Hey, well, we won one.
Situation. I don't want to read no more.
He got stuck?
Yeah.
This man.
I'll finish this one off and give it to you. Let's say you've been trying to get with this girl who's a solid 8 for 3 years, but when you get the chance to complete the mission and do the very nasty but nice things with someone's daughter, you stay shrimp and get none of that that night. Basically, you have an ED.
You stay shrimp, yeah.
What do you say to the girl, even though you wanted to, but physically you weren't ready? You ain't nothing you can say.
I've been there before. I said, listen, this ain't the night.
You just gotta, you know.
I gotta regroup.
I told you.
I told you
it's a problem.
Sometimes the shrimp need to be a prawn and they don't come out that night. So you just gotta.
A prawn is still pretty small.
I know, but it's a little bigger than a shrimp.
Michaela Wilburn. What's up, Michaela?
What's up, Michaela?
Hey, guys, I'm only here asking a random question because I want to say I love you guys and I miss chatting with y'all. Which is better, Major Pain or Blank Man? Major Pain.
Major Pain.
Blank Man, I love that, Major Pain, that movie?
That's
till this day is solid. One of the best Damon Wayans movies.
Yeah.
Would you love it as much if it came out today?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, that shit funny.
It was funny.
I don't think you would even watch it if it came out today.
Because we'd be like, oh, this is
I'm a fan of Damon. I always thought he was the funniest one. I'm a fan of Damon, too.
But I'm just saying, if that premise came out with, let's say, some other actors today.
Well, see, that's a big issue.
That's a big issue,
because the actor is going to make it good or not.
Yeah,
so if it's, you know. All right, Ron. From Shanti. We only got a couple more.
Couple more here. Shanti, hey, y'all, my friends and I are coming down for Halloween, doing a bar crawl in DTLA on the 26th, but have no clue what to do that Friday the 25th. Y'all know of any parties or places we should check out? We plan on dressing up, so any costume-related stuff will be fun, too. Thanks. Also, Cam, are you caught up with Succession? I feel like Roman gets funnier every week.
Well, we'd be out of town.
We would definitely be out of town, but I'm not sure. I'm not super huge on what going on Halloween, to be honest.
I know
with you.
Mike, I think, may be doing a party.
I think he is doing a party on the 26th when we get back. If we get back to 26th. But, I mean, I don't be downtown like that, so I can't tell you no. Like, I can tell you maybe Hollywood, but I don't know what club to tell you.
I would just say drink water because you don't want that hangover.
Yeah, you definitely don't want that hangover. Yeah, I'm not sure where to tell you to go, to be honest.
And I finished half of the last episode. When I get back home later tonight, I'm going to finish it off. But Roman, his character is hilarious. He's such an asshole and witty.
I love
with
asshole
character.
What is that, the best?
Succession. Always the best character. Yeah. Like, that's why I love playing the asshole. They're all hilarious.
Character. That's why Archer's funny. That's why.
But his puns, Roman's puns are just
crazy.
His character is amazing.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
From Shabazz Banu. What it do, DT crew?
He don't
Bars.
Eat pork.
Yeah, no, he don't eat pork. Two quick questions. One, which event in human history would you change for the better or be a part of, and why? Non-entertainment related. Two, if you could be the god of a natural phenomenon like Zeus, lightning, Aphrodite, beauty, what would you control and why? Much love. So
what was the first one?
Which event in human history would you change for the better or be a part of, and why?
Nothing. I wouldn't change nothing, because if you change something, it has an effect on everything else. So I'm not changing anything. But to be a part of in history, I got to go see Jesus.
Yeah, I got to.
Like, that's one of the biggest questions of humanity. Is God really real and this and that? I believe in it, but I would love to go specifically.
But if you see Jesus, that would improve that God's
real. That's why I said specifically what I'm doing.
But I just want to see. I want to be there when, you know, he get crucified and they say he got called up, but when he rose again on.
You know what I would rather see? I would rather see Moses when they escaped and made the Red Sea split. If I see that. Okay. Here's,
I'm going to go back
to the creation of Earth.
I'm going to see Jesus feed.
You won't be able to breathe.
I'm going to see Jesus feed the 5,000 or whatever, because he fed them fish. So I'm going straight. I'm pescatarian. I'm going straight there. I get to see Jesus, see a miracle, and I get to eat.
But they probably didn't season the food back then, so it ain't gonna be that good of a meal.
I'm gonna just eat it.
But that fish is probably fresh.
Yeah, I just want to see the miracle and get some fish.
But what if it doesn't happen the same way it's explained in the Bible? It doesn't change.
At least if I see Jesus there, I'm like, all right, cool.
But then you're just coming back with no answers. All you prove was like, Jesus did hand out fish there.
But if I see him doing the miracles, you're like, all right.
But that's what I'm saying. What if the miracle was just that he brought in a bunch of fish for a bunch of people? I'm just going off of my history, what I read.
Like, I'm not going off of what if it's not. I'm going off of exactly what I've read. So I was like, I want
to
go.
You gonna try to get a selfie with him if you got your phone?
Nah.
You ain't gonna take no picture?
I don't need to take no picture.
What? You wouldn't take a picture and prove it to humanity?
Nah, all the pictures you post on your IG every day.
You take all these pictures of yourself. You wouldn't take a picture of Jesus?
But then when I come back and I post it, yeah, I might be a popular guy for that, but it's just like.
You ain't about even posting it, it's about just posting.
Oh, I thought you meant humanity. Oh, okay. Well, for personal, I could. I thought you meant to come back and post it, and I don't really.
I'm just saying, if anybody goes back in time, please take a picture of Jesus so you could prove to the world, like, what? What's the point of just coming back? We're just not gonna believe you. This nigga ain't do shit.
Well, if I disappear, just poof and poof, you believe me.
Who saw it, though? It depends who saw it. If I just saw it still, we can't prove it. You said nothing's true unless it's on IG, right?
Yeah, unless it's on IG. That's true. Number two is, if you could be the god of a natural phenomenon, like Zeus with lightning, Aphrodite with beauty, what would you control and why?
I don't know, honestly. I don't know either.
Multiple orgasms.
I know Poseidon was water, so maybe that'd be cool.
He done closed the drawer.
Yeah, he keep closing the drawer.
He's playing at this point. Yeah. That drawer gonna permanently.
Chris Hinton II. Good energy, DT. I was on a random Joe Budden IG fan account and was reminded of the Vince Carter Nike commercial. If you haven't seen it, please watch and discuss. I imagine you guys will enjoy the comedy from a legend. My favorite part was when he saved the woman's purse and started dancing with her.
That sounds funny.
I ain't seen it, but yeah, I guess we got to go watch it. Last question from Katrina Marshall. Hey, y'all. Hope you're having a great start of the week. Y'all did that with Room Noise. My top five in no specific order: Zodiac Signs, Eddie Murphy movies, Black Superheroes, cartoons, and Best Place to Meet Women. Looking forward to next season. As far as books with different bar codes, what are y'all reading to close the rest of the year? I'm currently reading More Than Enough. My goal is to end the year with Digital Minimalism and The Courage to Be Disliked and The Water Dancer. I read Digital Minimalism. That was a great book. Currently, I'm reading a book from Flint Flossie, Turning Lemonade to Milkshakes. I believe that's the title. So I'm reading that now. That's what I'm currently reading.
I'm reading a book by Ryan Holiday, but the titles are slipping my mind. It was gifted to me through a company, a book company, and I was reading it. It's good thus far, but I just can't remember that name right now.
And Emmanuel,
wasn't it School of Greatness guy?
What'd you say?
Lewis
School
House?
Of Greatness.
Who are you talking about?
The guy, isn't that the guy you just?
I say Ryan Holiday. I don't know.
That's
not the book title.
That's not the guy who created School of Greatness.
No, it's Lewis
House. I'm not sure.
Okay.
And then Emmanuel, what you reading?
The Century of Self. Of the self. And I haven't started reading it yet, but I'm...
So you're not reading it?
No.
So
right now he just reading YouTube comments under Joe Rogan videos.
Right. Well, he ain't reading that because he ain't read these either.
Why y'all want me to read so bad? I don't want to read.
It's not me, it's the fans want y'all to read.
They like your voice.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They do. They be like, oh, we want Emmanuel to read again.
No, I don't
want
to read. Sick of this.
I'm funny now. I want to read.
Forced to read while I'm high.
All right, y'all. Well, thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. Remember Patreon. Remember, if you want to have the virtual photo booth with us, the link will be in the description. So check that out. Click, get your tickets. Patreon fans, you get a discount. So go on there. You get like a, I think 30%, 20%, get a discount. We'll put all the info in the description for you. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Comedy Trap House, and we will see you next week. Peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.